kind of bird that makes holes in trees?
The yellowhammer.
Okay, what kind of bird is that?
It's a yellow bird.
Okay. Okay, how about the same kind of bird that does that, pecks? What do you call him?
Peckerwood.
Okay. How about an animal that's black and it's got a white stripe down its back and smells real bad?
Skunk?
Mm-hmm. You use another word for that?
Polecat.
Okay. Okay, this is okay, what might you call any kind of animals or bugs or any kind of pests that get into your garden and eat away at the leaves or something like that? Any kind of pests that bother your garden or your crops or anything, what might you call them?
Different insects.
Okay, what if they could be animals? You know, they could be little animals or rats or mice or anything that bothers you and pests you.
Sound mold, ground mold.
Okay, but this is any kind of... just any kind of thing that could...
Cutworms.
Hmm?
Cutworms, they destroy your garden.
What would all those things be together? You know, all those pests. It could even be a person. A person that just pests you and it's no good. It's hard to think of, I know.
But I can think of many things that destroys your garden.
But you can't think of what you might call them all. You say, oh, those old...
But call them all together in one, I...
You might say, those old things really bother me, or those old...
Pets really bothered me.
Okay. Would you ever call them varmints? Varmints?
I could say vomit.
Okay. How about the little animal with the big old furry tail that stores nuts in a tree?
Weevil?
No, this is a wild, little wild animal. It's usually red, runs real fast and goes up trees and comes back down. And
squirrel?
Right. Okay. What kind of squirrels?
A gray squirrel. And there's a ground squirrel.
Okay.
Flying squirrel. There's three different squirrels.
Okay. Have you ever heard anything called a mountain boomer? No? Okay. And this is another animal that's a lot like a squirrel, except he's smaller. He's got buck teeth. And what does he do?
Smaller than a squirrel?
Uh-huh.
Rat?
No, this is more like a squirrel than a rat. And he's got a bushy tail, too.
A ground squirrel.
Okay, is that the same as a chipmunk?
I don't know. I know there's what we call a ground squirrel. It's 10 holes in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a flying squirrel that stays in trees and he can fly down out of a tree, but he can't fly back up. He has to crawl back.
Yeah.
And then we have a gray squirrel that destroys hickory nuts and pecans and things like that.
Have you ever seen a chipmunk?
Not that I know of.
Okay. How about the different fish that you have around here in the lakes and streams and everything? What kind of fish do you have?
Well, we have bass, catfish, mantis, honeyhead.